Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, folks! Crabstack here, reporting for Opal Town, a mysterious ghost town on the outskirts of the swamp. I'm told that ghost town means it's just an empty town, but not that there are actual ghosts. But we just don't know now, do we? Anywho, Papa Wonder and I have agreed to help dog detectives Snoop and Sniffy solve the case of the missing snow cones, and it's led us right here. Snoop is convinced that we will find the mermaid behind it all in this town. I hope I don't have to give up the shiny coin I found in the swamp, though. I do want a snow cone. Oh, I'm losing my train of thought. Let's get back to it.
So this is Opal Town. I wonder where all the people went.
It appears once the gold dried up, so did the people. This happened to many American gold rush towns in the West. Once the money dried up, they just left.
That's sad. Poor Opal Town.
Okay, but just double-checking again. There aren't any ghosts here. What was that?
That appeared to be glass shattering in the local general store next to the watermill.
Was it a ghost?
Grabstack, there aren't any ghosts. Probably just a stray cat.
Cat? Where? No, that's not a cat. It's something else.
Maybe it's just a friendly lamb or something nice and friendly and not a ghost or an alligator.
That, my dear friends, is probably our elusive mermaid friend.
My question is, how is the mermaid getting around when I don't see any water anywhere? In fact, it's quite dry here in Opal Town and hot.
I'm certainly sweating.
Eyes, young Bobby, do not always see what is being shown.
Huh?
Appearances are deceiving, and there is always an explanation. Now, let us go forth and investigate that shattering glass. Tally-ho!
Look, a cowboy hat. Can I wear it?
I'm not one to criticize fashion choices, since I proudly wear a red bow tie. So if you want to wear a dusty old cowboy hat you found on the ground, be my guest.
Yippee! I'm a cowboy, y'all.
Over there, an old train track.
And a minecart. I do not want to take another ride in one of those. Hooey, that last one was, well, that was just enough.
You rode in a minecart?
Yes, we had to escape from an angry mountain troll inside the Pflugerville Mountain, and that was the only way out.
Typical stuff for us. We're quite the daredevils. I'm very brave. What was that? Be gone, ghost!
It came from the watermill.
That bird flying away from the mill. It looked familiar.
Snoop, the snow cones, the syrup. It's coming from inside the watermill.
But how to get inside? Ah, yes, look. An open window just above the watermill's wheel.
That's awfully high up. Can we try the door?
No. We will have to ride the watermill's wheel round to the top and hop off just as it passes the open window.
I can keep watch out here, you know, for ghosts.
Come on, Grabstack. After everything we've been through today, a watermill wheel isn't going to stop us.
Whoa, okay. Here we go. Hey, this is kind of fun. Yahoo!
Whoa, it's moving a lot faster than I thought.
Here comes the open window. Okay, now, jump.
We did it.
Well done, everyone. All mysteries require a dash of courage and a dash of moxie. And some jumping.
I smell sugar.
It's awfully humid up here. It can only mean one thing. Hurry, follow me down the stairs. The water mill is completely flooded.
Ahoy, mermaid! Stop!
No, it's not me. I'm not the mermaid.
Explain the tail and the fins then, missy.
A costume from my grandmama.
Whoa! The water mill has been transformed into a giant pool. But how?
Yes. It's just as I suspected. Like most ghost towns, a secret underground tunnel has been constructed to sneak out gold. And recently, it's been flooded into the water mill to create an entire underwater habitable zone for our mermaid friend here.
Coins!
Aha! Here is her stack of coins. Coins minted from the very gold that was once found here in Opal Town. Do you like causing kerfuffles,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just Joyce, the friendly local ghost town / swamp mermaid. I don't know where those coins came from. Also, what's a kerfuffle?
Nice try, mer lady. The jig is up. You've been caught wet-handed with the coins. Now give back the snow cones.
What snow cones?
Oh, so you're gonna play it this way, huh? All right, I'll be the tough guy, because, come on. I'm Grabstack. Bobby, you be the less tough guy. Where are the snow cones?
Joyce, please don't mind our little friend.
I'm not little. I'm petite.
We're investigating the disappearance of snow cones and a snow cone machine from Gertie the Swamp Witch. Do you know her?
Oh, Gert. No, I don't.
She's very sad about her snow cones disappearing.
Oh, that's sad. I love snow cones, especially on hot days like today. It's hard for us mermaids to enjoy tasty beverages on account of being underwater.
She's right. Mermaids can't really enjoy the icy deliciousness of snow cones because the snow cone would disintegrate under the water.
So Joyce wouldn't have taken them.
All right, I'll come clean.
I knew it!
I didn't take the snow cones.
Oh.
And I didn't put the coin in swamp waters. Or I didn't put that coin. It's been years since I've done it.
My coin?
Yeah. It's kind of a family business at this point. Way back when, my great mermaid ancestor took the gold from Opal Town and fashioned it into coins. She was so mad at the humans who moved next door to our swamp for their lack of respect to our environment. She wanted to drive them out by playing on their most basic instinct, greed. Every time a coin was found, it would lead to a kerfuffle between the people. And eventually, all the people started fighting and then moved away. I've only done it in the past because Grandmama says I have to keep up with the legend. But no one comes around anymore. Till now. Frankly, I'm trying to be an actress, not an instigator of kerfuffles.
I understand the pressure to go into the family business. Here, Bobby, you can have the coin.
Thanks, Grabstack, but you're the one who found it. You keep it.
Gee, thanks! Friends forever!
Wow! That's the first time a shiny swamp coin didn't cause a kerfuffle.
Guess we're extra special. And Joyce, if you want tips on being an actor, I don't mean to brag, but... but I have dipped my toe in the acting pond, and let's just say I am well revered. I can give you tips anytime you'd like.
Thanks! I appreciate that! And I think I'll stop leaving those coins around the swamp. I don't want to spread any more negative energy out into the world. Now, about the snow cones, I...
The snow cones are here!
The snow cones! Just as I expected!
Can we make ourselves some? It's awfully hot in here!
What? I didn't take them, I promise! Got there.
I believe you.
You do?
I do, and I can prove it. Someone else took the snow cones and planted them here, and I know just who did it. Onwards, back to the swamp.
The mermaid didn't take the snow cones and just wants to be an actress. Phew, that's a big relief, and I can't wait to share all my acting tips with her. That's for another time. Right now, we have to follow Snoop back into the swamp, which I'm not excited about. He says he knows who's behind it all, and I'm just as curious as you. Find out when we come back from this short break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. We are currently trudging back through the swamp following Snoop, who is convinced he knows who was behind the whole missing snow cones case. I can't wait to see what happens, though I am worried about running into Anthony the Alligator again.
This way, yes, I'm on the right path.
Where are you taking us, Snoop?
Why, to the mastermind of this whole plot. It all came together for me after we spoke with Joyce the Mermaid and confirmed her innocence.
But how?
When you found the shiny coin in the swamp water, who was there to tell you about the legend of the old swamp coin kerfuffle?
Well, it was me and Bobby and...
Sonia the Stork?
Exactly. She made sure to implicate Joyce as placing the coin in the waters. Then it was she who told Gertie about the troubling mermaid stories.
I thought you said that was local swamp people.
It was, Sonia the Stork. And lastly, just before we went into the watermill, we heard a crash and saw a bird flying away, out through the very same open window we went in.
You're right. I knew I recognized that bird. It was Sonia the Stork. But why would she do all this?
Why don't you ask her yourself? Hello, Sonia the Stork. Chuffed to see us?
Well, hello, dear Snoop. I wondered when I would be seeing my old nemesis again.
Nemesis?
That's right. Snoop, the alleged greatest dog detective of all time, is my nemesis, and he's thwarted my antics many times over the years.
Back when I was a young pup, Sonia went by a different name, Elaine, and she lived in Hyde Park in London. She caused many a kerfuffle across the pond, but I was always there to thwart her.
Yes, you were. So I got tired of having all my fun ruined. So I left London and came here. It was so pleasing to cause such chaos in this here swamp. But, of course, I knew it wouldn't be long till Snoop would re-enter my life again.
Why did you do it this time, Elaine?
It's Sonia now, please. And why did I do it? Well, why not? I wanted a snow cone, and it just felt easier than talking to Gertie. She's awfully talkative.
Hey, she's nice, and she has lots of treats.
And then I ran into these two, and they were quite rude, mistaking me for an egret. Why, I never. So why not have a little fun and lead you all on a wild mermaid chase?
Well, the game is up. As you can see, we have the snow cones back, and Joyce the mermaid is innocent. Nice try, Elaine.
Until we meet again, Snoop.
Aw, you forgot to introduce me to your nemesis, Snoop. I guess there's always next time.
Alas, I thought she was out of my life, but we met again. Curious and curiouser. Now, we must hurry and bring these snow cones back to Gertie before they melt.
She'll be so pleased to see we found her snow cones.
And while we're at Gertie's, we should really get a treat.
You know, I think you're right, Grabstack. I'm hungry myself.
Crawfish brownies!
Sounds like Gertie is ringing her bell again. That'll make it easier to get back to her shop. She should really invest in a map.
You're back. I was ringing the bell because I got bored and... Oh! You have my snow cones and snow machine. Yay! I'm so happy I could cry. In fact, I'm going to cry. I'm crying right now.
Why are you crying?
These are happy tears. I only cry when I'm happy or when I'm cooking. Thank you so much for finding my snow cones. My shop isn't complete without them.
'Twas my pleasure, dear Gertrude. We all did it together. Plus, turns out it was my nemesis Elaine, Sonia the Stork. She was just looking for a little fun.
Ooh, you know, I should have suspected her after she ordered a toffee-flavoured cricket and then disappeared before picking up her order. I had to eat it myself, and I hate toffee.
Ooh, I love toffee. Have any extra?
Sure, here you go.
Well, the case is closed. Sniffy and I should probably head back home. Lots more training to do today for you, Sniffy.
I love riding trains.
No, training. As in detective training.
Oh, that's less fun than trains. I like when they go choo-choo.
Plus, we have to get back in time for the end of Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race. There's going to be an after party.
The regatta race. Oh, no. We need to get back to Lucy Wow and bring back materials to make new sails.
Yep. Sails. Gert, can you pass the vanilla bean ketchup? I want to dip my cotton candy scorpion in it.
Grabstack!
Want some?
We have to get back to Lucy Wow. She's relying on us. We still have a race to finish.
By golly, you two must hurry back. We've really spent quite a bit of time on this case.
Anyone have any ideas on what we can use to make new sails?
Bob, I wonder. Stop right there.
Huh?
I'm a genius. I know exactly what we can use. Gertie, do you mind sparing some of your trinkets and treats?
Of course. You brought me back my snow cones. Take anything you need. Except not my gumdrop fireflies. They are my personal candies.
Did you say gumdrop fireflies? Whew. I mean, okay. You can keep those.
Grabstack, what are you thinking?
I know just what to take, and we'll have a set of perfect new sails. Now, Gertie, seriously, can you pass me that vanilla bean ketchup? This cotton candy scorpion is very dry. Well, folks, we're ending this episode on a win. My win. Who would have thought that I'd be such a genius? Well, besides me, because I definitely thought it. We've had a thrilling time in this here swamp and neighboring ghost town. And I will say I am loving all of Gertie's interesting treats. Mm-hmm. Don't knock a cotton candy scorpion until you try one. Very crispy. It's time to get back to Lucy Wow, Kapow, and Lenore and get back into the Regatta Obstacle Course race. You don't want to miss what I come up with and the thrilling back half of the race. It's going to be wild, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be full of unexpected surprises. But no spoilers from me. If you enjoyed today's podcast, especially our good friends Snoop and Sniffy, you can find their own show and many others by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. You don't want to miss any of these fun and exciting shows. Now it's time for me to let my genius shine. Bye, y'all.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.